Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have Dr. Quentin Henning with me once again. Quentin is the Executive Chairman of Noble Resources. Thanks for coming back with us today, Quentin. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Jay.
You know, you've had some pretty exciting news, I think, although the market hasn't responded very much to it. But I think I'd like to get a better understanding of what's going on with your agreement with Sumitomo Corp and that as it applies specifically, I understand, to the Egina project. Can you provide key details regarding Noble's agreement with Sumitomo and also explain why you think the market may not be paying sufficient attention to this news release?
I would say initially there was a lot of, maybe confusion, if not just getting caught off guard, I guess is the best way to put it, amongst investors. I've done a few interviews and talked to various people to explain this agreement, give them a bit of the history. You know, we've developed a relation with Sumitomo now for about 3 or 4 years. We actually signed an MOU with them regarding Beaton's Creek back in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Sumitomo is a very interesting company. It's really basically a finance group. They have interests in many different industries, many different industries, not just mining. Mm-hmm. This is not Sumitomo Metal Mining. This is actually the sister company, which is bigger.
Okay.
Now, most companies, mining companies that Sumitomo Corporation deals with are big companies, you know, Newmont, Teck, you know, companies like that. So for them to team up with Noble, basically a junior mining company, is exceptional. The first thing, point I would make. The second point I would make is that the guys at Sumitomo are long-term committed. They like to make projects work. They are always aligned with the company. They have good technical people who help. They like to put their money to work to make a mine successful. All right, so here comes Egina. We have a very interesting project, lots of potential, but it's got challenges. It's going to require some, you know, unconventional means, like a lot of the things that Noble works on, to advance it. We are doing bulk sampling and so forth. But if you look at the big picture, we as Noble stepped back a few months ago, asked ourselves, what is the best way, you know, that will give us the best chance of success to make this project work? We didn't want to, say, cowboy it, okay? Go out and try to build a small mine, slap things together. This is not the kind of environment you want to do that. You want to have a big vision here. And Sumitomo's vision fits ours. We want to see a large-scale commercial operation out of it, provided the data that we gather along the way. All right, so we're basically doing working on a project that requires near-term exploration. Like, you know, this is just basic boots-on-the-ground exploration work, as well as elements of engineering, native title discussions. We have environmental permitting that needs to be done. You know, these are big lifting items. These are things that usually take a lot of time and money. But we decided by teaming up with Sumitomo that we could work together, basically use funds from Sumitomo, while Novo remains majority owner of the project, and we can work together to advance it to commercial production. I mean, this is an exceptional opportunity. You think about it, this was nothing more than a twinkle in God's eyes a few months ago for us. And we've taken a project that we acquired for, you know, a few million dollars, and we've now created something on the order of $110 million Australian in value through this venture. I mean, that's exceptional. So, as far as my overall view on this, love working with the folks from Sumitomo. I think we will work very well together. I see us fully aligned to make this into a successful endeavor. We will overcome the various risks. You know, we'll overcome the issues around putting a resource together on this. We'll negotiate native title. You know, we'll try to figure out a processing scheme in a dry environment. You know, now these are not small tasks, but we will do it together. And I would say our chances of success are extremely high at this point.
with Sumitomo being able to help bankroll that, and that makes a lot of sense. Well, you know, you've got three projects there. Essentially, you have Beaton's Creek and Comet Well, which was, of course, what gained you so much attention two years ago. What is it about Egina that is causing you and Sumitomo to focus first on that project?
Well, there's a few aspects. Firstly, it is free dig. So this is a gravel horizon that sits right at the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Those who followed this last year, we did our first bulk sample there in November and December. We got some initial results that proved encouraging. It is a project that can be advanced fairly quickly. It's a granted mining lease. That's a big help. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But those heavy lifting items I mentioned are also at play here. So it's like I said, a hybrid between an exploration program and an engineering program,
mm-hmm.
really. But see a path where we can move this forward fairly quickly. The agreement we have with Sumitomo is staged. Each stage has certain benchmarks that we hope to achieve, you know, as far as seeing the grade there, seeing the continuity, and then the subsequent stages have to do around ability to process it and define a resource, things like that. But ultimately, this strategy that we have holding hands with Sumitomo will get us to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. So can you talk about those stages along the way? I mean, first of all, are you going to try to build a resource? Because I know this is an unusual kind of a deposit. Are you going to try to build a resource? That was one question I have for you also. Are you able, do you think you'll be able to use a sorting technology that you've confirmed probably would work at Comet Well? But would it be appropriate also at Egina?
Those are both very good questions. Firstly, the resource, yes. You know, Egina is basically a large, vast alluvial system. I think that if we use conventional alluvial approach, we can come up with a resource for the deposit. It's going to take quite a bit of sampling and over an extensive area to do that, but I think we can make it work. As far as processing technologies, you know, this area is dry. You know, if we wanted to go out with a large trommel right now, we couldn't do it. There's not enough water. You mm-hmm. can drill water bores for the rest of your life and you never find enough water. We need solutions that allow us to process material in a dry environment. And ore sorting is certainly one that we're looking at. Initially, we thought maybe this isn't the best way to go. But lately, we've been talking with Tomra, who's very keen on our projects because of the ability to pick coarse gold. So Tomra is right in line with us. I will be talking about this at the conference later this week. We do see opportunity to use ore sorting as a means out here. There's other things we're looking at too. I would say there's at least three, we'll call it dry techniques that we're going to look at. Sorting, we'll look at rotary air concentrators. This would be like dry blowing is what they call it. And then thirdly, we're going to look at dense media separation, which is a low water or no water means of processing material like this.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is to be able to come up with some sort of a concentrate and then mill it, right?
That's correct. Yeah, basically the concentrate would be gold. So we see the concentrate being a high value product.
Right. Okay. So what about some of your other projects? What about Beaton's Creek, for example? What do you have planned for that project? I know you've got a resource there, nearly 1 million ounces, relatively high grade for near surface, the oxides anyway.
Yes. Okay, so we have our option study underway that's near completion. I expect a report on that sometime next week. Once we finalize that, we'll present it to the market. We also see a path forward because Sumitomo has allocated 5 billion yen, which corresponds to roughly 65 million Australian dollars to help us advance that project.
Oh, okay. That's in addition to the 30 million they're talking about for Egina.
It is, Jay. That's what I can't emphasize enough how valuable this partnership is.
Mm-hmm.
Sumitomo can go from being an exploration company working on, what was at one time very conceptual geological theory, and now we're moving this thing towards production. I mean, how awesome is that? It's just mm-hmm. fantastic.
Okay, and what about
Comet Well? Look, I won't leave that hanging. So Comet Well, we have we're strategizing on the bulk sampling process. We talked about this about a month or so ago. We talked about the strategy of bulk sampling and where we're heading with that. We are going to seek approvals for that and look at processing, probably ore sorting as a means to undertake that. So that's well within the scope of work this year. We do have native title negotiations going on. Nelema just hired a new CEO, so that's reinvigorated the process there. Mm-hmm. We have lots going this year. We have a great team in place to do all the work. Rob and his team down in Perth, they're absolutely fantastic. You can't give them enough credit for all the hard work they've done.
Getting back to Egina, can you give our listeners an idea about the timing? I mean, what do you expect to accomplish this year, or hope at least to accomplish this year at Egina?
I would say by the end of this year, we would like to see the enough data to tell us whether we can put a resource to this thing, whether the continuity and the grade are there. We're going to do a test area within the mining lease, and then we'll start stepping out from there. So I would say by this end of this year, we'll have a picture of whether this is an expansive deposit or not. We'll also have some elements of permitting as well as Aboriginal negotiations completed by that time as well.
Okay, excellent. Real quickly, Quentin, with just about a minute left here, you're also involved with another company that I follow, Irving Resources. It's a very exciting story in Japan. Could you spend 30 seconds to a minute to tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, you know what, Jay? It is an amazing discovery. We're drilling the first target, Omu Center, at the Omu property in northern Hokkaido. Omu Center was probably the most conceptual or early stage target of all three that we have on the property, and we hit a high grade. Second hole assay is 118.5 gram per ton over 0.32 meter. If you look at it in context of other discoveries in Japan, the initial discovery at Hishikari was 0.15 meter at 290 gram per ton. We are on to something. I don't know what it is yet, but I hope it's big. I hope it's high grade. That's our main focus at Irving. It's an absolute pleasure to work with Akiko Levinson. I'm technical advisor. He was, of course, the president and CEO. We have Newmont in as a new shareholder. They are helping with certain technical aspects, particularly with the geophysical work at the moment, as well as a few other very detailed technical things. But that focus is giving us the ability to now target, almost like a laser surgeon, these high-grade veins. So I would expect over the next few months to see a continual stream of news and hopefully out of Irving.
All right. Is Sumitomo involved at all with you there in that project?
Sumitomo is fully aware of this project. They do not have an interest in the project. That said, they do have a close relationship with Newmont, so I would leave it at that. You never know.
Okay, very good. A lot of exciting things happening, Quentin. What's the next thing we can look for from Novo then? What's the next driver that might get people excited about your story?
That's where I wanted to take this. Right now, we are bulk sampling. We've got several samples out of the ground. We've got everything refurbed. The camp's completely ready. New 20-man camp. We're in it for the long haul. We've got the processing mill set up. They are doing a bit of work on that in preparation for starting processing around early July. But the bulk sampling is underway, and we are going to have results, a very steady stream of results over the next few months out of Egina.
And starting about when? End of the summer?
No, the results we can actually announce fairly quickly because the processing is real time. We anticipate being able to start presenting the gold and whatnot we recovered. Look back to the news release late last year and you'll see how we did it then. We'll do something similar with news releases going forward.
All right. Thank you very much, Quentin. We'll have to leave it go at that. Out of time. Thank you so much for spending the time with us and giving us an update on this very exciting story. Actually, two exciting stories, but we're focusing on Novo right now. Thank you so much, and we'll hope to have you back again sometime soon.
Thank you, Jay.